Let us bring in our expert who is always on call, and that is Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And that's a good way to describe it. There's no doubt about it. It's snowing this morning from Syracuse through Rochester, Buffalo, down to Erie, PA, Pittsburgh, PA. Most of that will stay north and west of us. So can't rule out a possibility of a shower or even a flurry tomorrow. But prior to that, we have to get the front through. And it'll get windy today. Showers, a gusty thunderstorm. Any of these thunderstorms could have winds over 50 miles an hour today. So much. There's your half a tree that's still up, Marshall.
I gotta call my dog watcher and tell her to
move the car.
Move the car. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna do this right now. Hang on a second here. Right with you. I'll probably wake her up, Pat, but we're going to call her and tell her right now.
If not, you leave a voicemail.
Well, no, she'll answer the phone. Even though my dogs do like to...
Oh?
Hey, you're live on Robin Hood Radio, Heidi, and I've got our meteorologist, Pat Pagano, with us, okay?
Yeah.
Pat, tell Heidi exactly what's going to happen with the weather today.
Okay.
Well, there could be a storm that goes through the area that could have over 50 mile per hour winds.
You put everything in last night.
What?
Okay.
She brought everything in last night.
Yeah, but what about... I'm talking about you now. I'm talking about the tree. Move your goddamn car past the... I shouldn't have said that. Move your damn car to the far end of the lot, okay?
All right.
Because you're parked right in the line of fire.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. She seemed very excited about that.
I apologize for swearing, ladies and gentlemen. I apologize.
So 60 degrees for the high today, and then tonight, behind the front, partly cloudy, breezy, cold, low 30s. Tomorrow, blustery, March-like. Again, a passing shower or a flurry. The high tomorrow, near 50. Back into the low 30s, maybe even upper 20s tomorrow night. Partly sunny, breezy weather. 60 for Friday, sun and clouds, 65 to 70. Saturday, enjoy that. It's the better of the 2 days this weekend. We have rain on Sunday in the 50s.
Boy, lots of quick changing weather.
Yep, very quick.
So what time, if the thunderstorms come through, it will be late this afternoon, early?
No, not at all. I would pencil in somewhere between 1 and 5.
All right.
And more for our region, I would say more like, 2, 3 o'clock as compared to a late day summer thunderstorm.
Okay.
This will be early as opposed to later.
All right. All right. Well, I guess, there's nothing we can do about it but just watch it develop, right?
That's all you can do. That is all you can do. And, and I'll be watching that very, very carefully today. There's nothing much other for me to worry about. Yesterday, I knew it was going to rain today. So yesterday I went out there and I put down seeds where I had to, grass seeds. And I figured today, with the showers and the thunderstorms coming, they'll get a nice good watering down. So that'll work. So that's done. I still have half of the patio to power wash. I don't know if I'll get to that today. Probably not. We'll see. And what else was I going to tell you? Didn't watch any good movies. I didn't have time. So that was out of the question. I did watch the closing when the
hello.
I'm trying to think of the word.
The trial.
Not sentencing. When the
when they announced
when they announced
whether he was guilty or not. Yeah.
Right. I watched that for a few minutes, because there was only a few minutes. Then after that, of course, the networks had to carry on for hours.
Well, they carried on for hours before that. They started talking at 3:30 about this.
Oh, gee. Okay. So I didn't watch it. I just watched when the judge came out and read all the findings. So
yeah, you're
now,
like
let me,
me
ask Marshall, could that whole thing could be appealed?
Oh, well, anything can be appealed. Yeah,
anything.
Appealed. You can appeal anything. The judge has done a good job in running the trial. I did watch the announcement. I do have to say that I did watch the judge, and I did because I wanted to see the reaction of Chauvin himself. And
it was
nothing.
You couldn't even tell.
Yeah, there's no emotion. There was nothing.
None.
The eyes were the same as they always were. So. So anyways, but I did watch that for about a minute and a half. But the only reason I knew it was coming up was because when I got the little alert that the sentence was going to be handed, jury was coming back.
Yeah.
Jury was coming back, and it was going to be between 4 and 4:30. So around 4 o'clock, I did put it on. But the minute that came out, around 3 o'clock, the network started their panel wall-to-wall coverage. And, of course, they continued afterwards. But after the announcement was made, I went to watch Hometown on Home and Garden TV.
Yeah, I like Hometown. No, I just went back to work, and I said, okay, fine. I'm, you know, scratching my head, saying to myself, well, what will happen next? They'll appeal, blah, 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 blah. I mean, I still think about my old doctor. Next month, 3 years in a detention center still waiting for a sentence. 3 years. Uh-huh. Waiting for a sentence. He has no sentence.
Well, but the 3 years go towards whatever sentence he does
get. I know, but it would be nice to know.
Yeah.
Am I here for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years? You know, what am I here for, or where am I going?
And he won't have. And he won't be. He won't have his practice when he comes out of either. That's the whole thing.
Yeah, probably not.
You know, that's the whole thing. So, but I hear from what you're saying, he's doing a lot of good things while he's in this detention.
Yeah, so. You know, he's teaching. He's teaching different classes and stuff like that. I mean, you know, he's been. He's just very depressed now. Because I still write back and forth and ask him different medical questions, you know, and what supplements should I take for this and that, and, you know, and he always writes me back and everything. And he just said, you know, he said, I'm looking forward to the day that I will get out and I will come to see your new home and see one of your movies that you made, because he has heard about it for years and years and years, but he's never seen a movie. He was too busy when he was, had his office and practicing, and obviously now... forget about it. So now he's looking forward to it, and let's just hope that it's sooner as opposed to later. I mean, I have no idea what's going on there.
Is he making license? Do they make license plates still in prison?
I don't. He hasn't said anything about that. I know he reads an awful lot. A lot of stuff he reads. They do have radio. I forget what station he listens to. But there's only certain stations that they get. I don't know about TV. I guess they get a couple of stations on TV.
Is he in a rough detention center, or is it a mild one? I mean, how bad is it?
It's not one of those rough ones. I think it's the Brooklyn detention center. Or the Manhattan detention center. I think it's the Brooklyn detention center, and most of the crimes there have to do with drugs.
Well, he's 3 years already. Wow.
3 years this coming May. And he just had a birthday last week. He's a young doctor. I think he just turned like 52 or 53.
Well, the only thing you can hope is that he can get through it. And by the time that his sentence comes down, he has enough good time behind him and good actions in prison where they'll let him out.
That's the one thing to hope for. And, you know, with COVID and everything right now, everything is so messed up, you know, because the courts are not really opened. Yeah. So everything is like, you know, very delayed. So who knows what will happen. But, you know, I continue to keep in touch, and hopefully he appreciates it.
Is he still married and stuff like that?
Yeah, he is. You know, he gets visits from he's got three daughters. And he gets visits from his daughters, but not his wife.
That's a sad story. It is.
Yeah, it really is.
Well, let's unsad people and give them the bad news first and then the good news.
Yeah, the bad news is that there'll be showers and maybe a gusty or severe thunderstorm today. And then after that, back to the coats for tomorrow and into Friday.
And then Saturday is nice.
And then Sunday, you'll need the umbrella.
Just like a ping pong ball.
Yeah, yep. Keeps life interesting.
All right. Just remember that movie, Nobody.
Oh, yeah. I have it written down.
I was going to watch it again yesterday, but I didn't.
Yeah, as soon as I get a chance.
All right, Pat. I want you to have a good day.
Yeah, you do the same, Marshall.
All right. Let's hope the tree stays off the cars.
Let's hope so.
Okay. Goodbye.
Okay. Bye-bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.